bullets in a real game situation. Definitely helps you as a quarterback, especially backup that, you know, hadn't been playing a lot in the regular season. So it's definitely good, the experience, and I feel very comfortable with everything and a lot more confident.
Now you had the time to go over the tape. Talk about, you know, that last drive and the fourth and one. You know, what did you learn from that play?
You know, I to be honest with you, you know, talking to the coaches and talking to everybody, and it was actually handled pretty well. I mean, it was what messed us up was not getting the first down. The refs kind of talking about whether it was fourth, whether to measure or whatever. And, you know, after that, you know, you're running down under 20 seconds. If you run a play to just get the first down, you you run the risk under 20 seconds of not being able to clock it, get everybody set. So it's one of those things. You run the clock down, take the last play of the game. It's fourth down, so got to go for the end zone. But
it looked like there's some confusion with the linemen, though, because are they supposed to just run up the ball and get down, and maybe you call something from the line? Or what happens in that?
No, I mean, that's kind of our operation in 2 minutes. They stand around and wait till I call the protection. And like I said, at first we weren't sure if we were going to spike it, if we had the first down or not. So didn't really have the play immediately just because of where the ball was down.
Matt, sorry for your support. Is this week kind of anticlimactic in a sense, or, you know, is it just kind of different after you've been out there and all that good stuff?
No, it's not anticlimactic. It's the job. It's the backup quarterback's job. You know, I was very fortunate and very happy about last week and being able to play. And this week we got Aaron back, so you know, we're in a must-win situation. So it's good to have him back. And you know, I'm going to prepare it just like I did last week and be ready to go if anything happens.
What do you take out of that performance? Your performance. What do you take away from that game?
I guess just confidence and I guess solidifying to myself, knowing that, you know, I think I can play in this league, and I think you know, the biggest part of it was just letting my teammates and coaches know that they can, you know, trust in me and believe in me if my number's called.
What kind of feedback have you gotten from them and maybe from your friends elsewhere or whatever in the last couple of days?
You know, it's just everyone saying, you know, tough loss, but you know, everyone's, you know, saying that we did a good job on offense and things like that. But it's been, you know, for the most part, good feedback, except for, you know, obviously the main stat category.
Good year on looking practice.
But good, sharp, fresh.
They showed your dad on TV during.
Yeah.
What was that experience like for him?
It was good. It was his birthday actually on Sunday, so. It was he actually in high school and middle school never missed one practice of mine, and so I told him, you know, I wasn't going to let him miss my first NFL start, so I made sure he was there. So.
How many people did you have?
I had five people.
Aaron Rodgers looked like he couldn't have been more supportive of you during that game.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, tell me how important that is to you when you're coming off for the next series.
Oh, it's definitely very important. Aaron, you know, he's obviously he was a backup for a while. And then, you know, obviously is a very successful quarterback. So it's good to have him out there watching the defense, watching the plays for me, telling me what he's seen, kind of telling me things that, you know, he would think about doing or checking too. So it was good to have. It's kind of he had a calming effect on me on the sideline, just kind of talking to me. So it was obviously very good to have him.
Has it all difficult to go back to the backup role this week, less reps? I mean, as much fun as you had last week, as well as
it was definitely fun, but you know, it's not a letdown or anything like that. It's something that's obviously expected. That's the job of the backup quarterback, so it's yeah, it's not a letdown at all. But I had fun while I was there.
Have you given any thoughts of what Sunday night meant for you in your future? You know, with other teams watching?
No, not really. You know, I guess afterwards, I was more concerned with, you know, what the team thought about me and the confidence level that they have. And so, you know, that's pretty much my focus. And you know, I was really just more disappointed about the loss.
So you got in this game to eventually become a starter, all right? Is that, do you kind of feel like you're on that path right now and just took another step?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely, that's my goal. I want to be a starter in this league. And, you know, I feel like I took a positive step forward. So we'll see.
And not just fans watching Sunday night. I mean, it's presumably mostly the rest of the
Absolutely.
League, too. And that's probably going to be good.
Oh, I mean, I guess it's good to know that, for people to know that, I can step up against a good team on a big stage. So that's but I've never been worried about that about myself. That's just something I've always kind of been comfortable with.
Now, somebody told you your dad went to all your LSU games even before you were playing. Is that
home and away.
Wow.
Missed one after Katrina. We got a Tennessee game moved to Monday night, and he is actually there during the Saturday. Then he got moved. And he's an attorney, so he had to be in court that day. But that was the only one he missed in 5 years.
What did that mean to you?
That means a lot. I mean, he's been with me every step of the way. He's the person I confide in when it comes to football. And it means a lot to have people that support you.